It is time now for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys of Frick and Frack of Knick and Knack. You can find them at tqag.com on the web, and you can find them emptying out their bank accounts. We thank you guys very, very much
for and your encouraging your and you know, Marshall would just be not probably a good man. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. Yeah. Good morning.
Are you in L.A.?
Ooh, I'm in L.A.
So
I'm not.
I know.
I'm in law.
Law. What's it like at 4:30 in law? 4:30 a.m.
Dark.
It's dark here at 6.
Well, again, thank you guys for your donations. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And absolutely.
And we are so grateful. And Marshall can never come to work as an appraiser for TQAG because this is the comedy. And I don't know if you heard, did you hear any of that? You know, he put that number up there because it's just been so sad before. And he didn't want to be, you know, saying basically only 29,000 more to go.
Well, you know, the thing is, you don't know what the answer is unless you ask the question.
That's quite right.
There you go.
And that's
kind of our philosophy in what we do. You don't know what the answer is until you ask the question.
Yeah,
so
we tell
ask
all of our
away.
We tell all of our fundraising clients that just, hey, wait, you just have to ask.
Well, you know,
and get people behind you.
And the other thing that we learned is if you're asking for something specific, that's pretty helpful, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because people can wrap their
it's all about the details.
Yeah. And that was something. That,
and why? What is your why?
The why is you can't hear us.
That's what it is.
And you really can't hear it, and other people can't hear it, and they'd like to hear it, and this is why you can't hear it. But it's critical because I read something the other day. I'm just all over it because I hate being hosed. I hate it. Really, really irks me. And I'm looking at a Yahoo News thing right this second that says, New York goes back in time, a revival of hand-painted ads, you know, billboards. And what's really the reason for what I'm about to say is that there's been basically, as most people know, a giant manipulation going on in the digital universe that, you know, addicting people to the information that they want you to have. Big they,
right,
in quotes. And when you start thinking in those terms, you see how every conceivable field can get affected. And you forget how to do basic things like appraise something, like quantify, by like I mean such as quantify a value, such as. And that is part of what you two are up against constantly.
Well, we don't let it bother us. we just keep forging ahead. That's why we tell people, just ask the question. Just ask us. We'll tell you. We don't let that kind of stuff bother us. You should know us by now, Jill.
Do you get a lot of what is this?
Oh, yeah. And one of our favorite things, whenever we do any kind of an appraisal event, I actually like being stumped. I love it when somebody shows me something that I don't know what it is. And then my answer immediately is, you know what? Can I take a picture of that and get back to you? Because I don't know what that is, and I'd like to find out for you. Well, that stupefies people. It stupefies people. So, you know, I don't buy into what you're saying, because if we did, we wouldn't be in business right now. So we don't let stuff like that get in our way. We just keep forging forward. And the more I'm stumped, the more I have to learn. So I look at it as a challenge. So that's the way I look at it.
Well, it's always, and it has to be. And even I'm out here it's Culver City is where I'm at. I'm in the Munchkin Hotel at the Culver Hotel.
The Munchkin Hotel?
Once again.
Are there Munchkins?
Why not? There you are.
Oh, it's all
perfect.
Over the...
You fit perfectly.
I know.
Wait, are there Munchkins running about?
Well, that's where they stayed when they filmed the movie years ago.
There's at least one Munchkin in Culver City right now.
That's me. But I'm your munchkin, honey. Anyway, in the lobby, there's a whole, there's the little Wizard of Oz setup of these little dolls. And they're, you know, I mean, but they've got photos of old Hollywood and all this. So anyway, I'm here. We're putting together the fall street art auctions and doing all sorts of things. But to your point, Jill, is that this is one of the things, even in what I'm doing, is that people will say, I want this kind of estimate, or they're, you know, they send me these things, and they're just going back to the looking at qualifying that statement and saying, but the auction records all say this, and you want that. You know, so I'm dealing with some people where I just open my email and I've got a consignor in, I think he's in Malaysia, I don't know where exactly. But he's sending a piece that I did the research. I sent it. It was less than 24 hours, and I secured this entire consignment. And it's a $20,000 to $30,000 piece. And it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Perfect. Yeah, send me the contract. Okay, I'll put it in the mail today. I'm like, why? Well, and I justified everything. I said, here's what the estimates are. Here's what this is. And it's a cause piece. KAWS is the artist. Really just one of, it's a cool, very cool piece. And you look at here, and I presented all the facts, because I know when you're doing it, especially over email, it's like, who the hell am I dealing with? What's going on? And when you do that, it makes it so much easier and people understand. And that's what I try to do. But then even when I go to those lengths, there are people that just say, well, no, that's wrong. And I'm like, the numbers don't lie. That's what I love about our job, is that, you know, people can lie, opinions can lie. Yeah, I mean, but the numbers just don't. And if the numbers aren't there, and that's what I've been really up against in some cases. And as Greg said, look, if I'm looking at the wrong numbers, or if there's something you need me to consider or find out more information, I'm all about that. And that's what I've really loved about what I've been doing, you know.
Well, one of the things is, by doing that, it goes to your credibility. Because there has been for a long, long time this misconception that appraisers have to know everything. No, we don't. No, we don't.
We just know
how to find the correct information. And that's what we do. Yeah. And I am of the belief that that old saying, you don't know what you don't know, is what our business is based on. I qualify that by saying, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. So
here's what I bet you didn't know. Is that Elvis Week is commemorating 40th anniversary of rock and roll icon, of the icon's death today.
I'm gonna stop you right there, because I sent that to you this morning, Tim, because I knew we were gonna talk about this. But I also just wanna qualify that it might be Elvis Week, and Elvis might have died on August the 16th, but I will forever, until the day I die, have to live with the fact that he died on my birthday. And no matter how much I celebrate my birthday or say, do you know what today is? Nobody says, oh, it's August 16th. It's Greg's birthday. No, they say, that's the day Elvis died.
That's right.
So I will forever go down in history as having to celebrate my birthday on the day Elvis died.
Well, just from now on, what you should do is, instead of singing happy birthday to him, sing Return to Sender, Address Unknown.
Well, this week at Graceland has been, I don't know, I'll send you I'm going to post the link on our Facebook page, because there's a lot of exciting events happening this week at Graceland.
It's a 9-day event.
yes. It's a 9-day event to celebrate the death of Elvis. And the weeping and wailing that is going to be going on at the vigil tonight and tomorrow is is going to be second to none. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to go to Graceland, but it is fun. I will admit to that.
Well, it's the but home of
it's
your.
It's a very solemn experience. It's very. Yeah. It's
tonight is a candlelight vigil, and it starts tonight at 8:30 p.m. And it will run until the morning hours of August 16th.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the gift shop will be open late tonight so you can get that Elvis commemorative salt and pepper shaker. So.
However, okay, so Jill, I'm just going to jump in 1 second, then I'll let you go.
No, I have nothing.
You can also live stream. You can watch this. You can go to livestream.com/ Elvis Presley Graceland, all one word.
Really?
FYI.
And to those people who, just to let you know, those people if there are any Elvis fanatics in our listening audience, in Elvis's memory, please send the please help us raise the remaining amount for the AM tower in his memory. So please send in your dollars, no matter what they are. To help in Elvis's memory to get to the goal.
Thank you very much.
We'll have a blue Christmas without them.
Thank you all.
But you know, it's wonderful. This is what we love about what we do, is that people connect to their stuff. That is the bottom line. And they, whatever it is, some are more reasonable with their stuff than others, and have a more reasonable understanding of value than most.
Well, yeah, and I mean, once again, if you're doing value, then you have to do context, and that requires a little bit. Oh. Yeah, I know. Who wants to talk about that the day before Elvis died?
You mean the day before Greg's birthday?
That's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant. Happy day before your birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
And just be happy that it didn't fall on today, because I'd be playing Barney's Happy Birthday song to
That's
you.
That's right.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Yeah. It happens.
All right. No.
All right.
Well, happy birthday.
Tim, you've
thank
got.
Thank you.
Happy pre-birthday. You got 2 hours before it's light, so good luck with that.
Oh, no. I'm doing my 4 mile run.
Okay.
So.
In the dark in Culver City? Are you crazy?
Oh no! There's street lights.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There's street lights. But congratulations on accomplishing an amazing goal as well, guys. On the fundraising, that was wonderful, and all the best. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. And all right, again, thank you so much.
Tim, Luke, Greg, Schramm, the Appraisal Guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack, TQAG.com on the web with the praise. This.